Hi there. Today on the podcast, we're going to talk about our upcoming online Hungarian egg decorating class. If you love folk art, or if you just love art in general, you probably want to sign up and be a part of the fun. You don't have to have Hungarian heritage to enjoy it. Hi, welcome to the Hungarian Living Podcast. I'm your host, Elizabeth Szabó-Vas. We're on a mission to help you maintain a meaningful connection to Hungarian culture and heritage in a variety of ways. We'll talk about food, travel, history, music, language, genealogy, and more. So whether you know a little or a lot about being Hungarian, this is the place to be. Easter is coming up at the end of this month, and eggs have long been a part of the celebration. Have you wondered about egg decorating and the history behind it? We'll talk about it in our upcoming Hungarian egg decorating class. You can take the class from the comfort of your own home because we will be doing it all on Zoom. In this class, Tamea will be teaching us about the wax-resist method of egg decorating. This folk art tradition has been around for many, many years and is a part of many different cultures. Tamea will present about the tradition in Transylvania and some of the different variations, and then we will work on our own eggs. This class happens on Friday, March 22nd, and Saturday, March 23rd. We'll start off on Friday evening by learning about the tradition and about the egg decorating tools, and we'll get the dye ready. And on Saturday morning, we'll get back together and we'll prepare the eggs by drawing our patterns on them with a pencil. We'll do other prep work and learn about the special tradition. We will use the beeswax, dye the eggs, and finish them up. If you would like to learn some advanced techniques, we will decorate a raw egg with two colors and blow it out after it is decorated in the advanced class, which happens on Saturday afternoon. It is important that you either take the beginner class or you already have some experience decorating eggs to take the advanced class. The link to sign up for the classes is in the show notes, as well as for the egg decorating kits. You do not have to use our egg decorating kit to participate, but you do need to have the tools. So if you have done this before or you have access to the tools, you are welcome to do that and just sign up for the class. We had a fantastic time last year, and we are looking forward to another class. Tamea makes the class fun. Don't come expecting to be an expert, but come willing to try and enjoy yourself. You might just discover a new hobby. If you set aside preconceived notions of perfection and just lean into the art and the creation of the egg, you might find that it's a relaxing new way to connect with your heritage. As a bonus in this podcast, I have included a link to one of our family favorite recipes, Rucker-Krumpli. It is a layered potato, sour cream, egg, and kolbas casserole, and this was a standard meal when I was growing up for either Easter or just afterwards. And it is a meal that our kids and our friends enjoy too. It is amazing. Also, be sure to check out the link to Messages Written in Wax by Ildikó Fekete. It is a beautiful book that really digs deep into the tradition of Hungarian egg decorating. The photographs are stunning, and the author is pretty sweet. If you plan to participate in this Hungarian egg decorating class, sign up right away. I need to be able to ship your egg decorating kit to you, and time is running out. This is a great project to do with a family member, even if you don't live in the same town, because we will be meeting on Zoom, and you will still be doing it together. We'll catch you next time. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode of the Hungarian Living Podcast, please share it with someone you know who loves their Hungarian heritage. And sign up for our newsletter and catalog at HungarianLiving.com. There's a link in the show notes. Special thanks to Stephen Cicek and the Animal Cannibals for the show music.